Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Éireann Ó Éireann released a new train timetable in late August, and it seems to have caused nothing but issues ever since. Trish is with me on the line from Maynooth today. Trish, how were you affected?
Hi, good afternoon, Andrea. I take the train most mornings into work, and I'm not an expert on the timetable, but I do know the last few weeks, for the first time ever, I've been phoning into work, stuck on the tracks outside Connolly, saying, I'm on a train, I am on the way, I will be there. But obviously, there's not enough room on the platforms, and coming home, the problem is overcrowding. I was on the platform there last week, and late trains mean more people waiting, and somebody's going to fall under a train or a dart one of these days if they don't do something about it.
So just too many people waiting for the train.
Too many
at the
platform. Yeah, because if a train is 20 minutes late, those people are still waiting. The people have arrived for the next train, and just real overcrowding. And because you're operating off really what's Victorian infrastructure. You've got people then on platform 7 is generally the platform for Maynooth in the evenings. So you've got people waiting on darts out to Malahide, out to Howth. You've got people waiting on trains to Maynooth, to Hazelhatch. And they're all on the platform, all due to delayed trains. So it's just so dangerous. And especially now with the university has reopened in Maynooth, and you've tens of thousands of students coming in and out of Maynooth every week. And if something's not done about overcrowding, I know they have limited track, but we need more trains. We need more trains running on time. We need more space on those trains. So we really need a lot of joined up thinking.
Carina Johnston is a Labour councillor in Fingal. Carina's with us as well, Trish, on the line today. How was your area affected, Carina?
Oh, it's been an absolute shambles. I can tell you, I have never been inundated with so many calls, so many people upset, angry. We've had parents 2 hour delays getting home to pick up their child from creche. They've had to ring their neighbours and ask their neighbour to collect their children. We've had students starting college for the very first time, which is supposed to be a positive experience for students, missing their connection because of delays, sitting in a train outside Connolly Station for 20 minutes and missing their connection to Maynooth. I had one young student who missed her first 2 days of college. It's been an absolute shambles. We've also had a situation where we've had passengers left behind in Donabase. By the time the train from Dundalk and Drogheda arrived to Donabase, the train was actually full, so we had passengers left behind. We also had serious issues on the platform with overcrowding. We've had people fainting, and those lucky enough to get on the train, some of them have had to get off the train in Malahide because they felt they were going to faint. We've had people been giving warnings in work because they've been late, and most commuters now have had to leave their house earlier to get a train to work, and they're actually arriving in later. It's been an absolute shambles. And really, it was a premature political decision that was made and has resulted in chaos over the last 5 weeks.
To be fair to Éireann Ó Éireann, like, I mean, I assume they did this. There probably a lot of people working in the organisation. They probably looked at the numbers, wanted to try and enhance and improve the whole customer service and a new timetable, and this is going to be a good thing. Like, I'm sure they didn't take this decision on a whim, Carina.
Well, look, I think the decision was made for political reasons, and they were looking at a North-South agreement, and they didn't really consider, the fact that we are seeing huge construction, particularly along the Northern Commuter Line. I live in Donabase, 4,000 houses planned, 2,000 under construction currently. So they haven't taken any of that into consideration. And the difficulty was the gaps that they've left in the timetable in the morning, particularly at peak time. We were looking at 30 to 40 minute gaps. So we had a train at 7:45 in the morning. If you didn't get on that train, you're waiting then to 8:15. And by the time you're there at 8:15 to get on that train, the platform is full and you couldn't get on the train. It has been a disaster. And unfortunately, it's been very, very badly managed by Irish Rail.
Tony is with us. Tony, what was your experience?
Yeah, I suppose as a long-term commuter, it's kind of become obvious, I think, to me and to virtually everybody else, that the demand for commuter services into Dublin is overwhelming the infrastructure. There's an urgent need for additional tracks and kind of separation of passenger flows, sorry, traffic flows. I suppose with the timetable that's going to be replaced, there were a number of things done, least, and I emphasise least of which were the additional Belfast trains. In fact, there are still only three Belfast trains into Dublin before 10:30, exactly as before the timetable change. And in fact, they're just slower. So the Belfast train is not the issue. There are other issues around it, but it was not the issue. The biggest change, I think, there were a few changes.
Mm.
There was a genuine attempt made to speed up the service.
Yeah.
Between Drogheda and Malahide, and between Maynooth and Connolly. But unfortunately, that proved somewhat ambitious. That was one thing. The other thing was the decision to terminate so many trains in Connolly that have been running for decades to Pearse, Dunleary, Bray and beyond. I don't know what the motivation for that was. I suspect perhaps the NTA may have had a hand in that. And that led to an over concentration on a single platform Grand Canal dock to turn trains. But unfortunately, they arrived late at Grand Canal dock. There was only a few minutes to turn them. There was another train already waiting beyond. You just got queues building up. So, and just to give you a little statistic, out of Houston there are four tracks. There were 168 trains sharing those four tracks. Out of Connolly, there are two tracks with 268 trains. And it just will never work. And that's maybe four or five times what there would have been 20 years ago. Yeah, go on.
No, I was just going to bring listeners a text, Tony, here from one of our listeners. It says, I started a new job about a month ago. I've been getting the train in and home Monday to Friday. At least one of my journeys is significantly delayed now every single day, if not both. I'd say three or more times a week, services will stop at Connolly. They say they're terminating there, not going any further. So there's serious overcrowding on other services to accommodate people travelling further. I'm now late arriving into work on a regular basis as a result. It is so frustrating, especially when they gave the same vague excuse in a different form each time. Technical fault, operational fault. Obviously, the timetable isn't working. Barry Kenny from Éireann Éireann is with us on the line today. Barry, how did you get it so wrong?
Well, we did get it wrong, Andrea, and we very much apologise to so many customers that were affected by it. It disrupted their work, it disrupted their education, childcare, other issues. And as Tony alluded to there in the first instance, the timings were, it proved too ambitious on the initial introduction of the timetable. And the impact of the interchange at Connolly definitely had a huge disruptive effect in terms of just elongating the overall journey time for customers. So we did make change on the 16th of September, which improved the situation somewhat, particularly in the evening. But it's clear that more has to be done. So that's why on Monday week, we will be making very significant changes. We will be bringing the pattern of the morning timetable very much back to what it was before any of these changes. So trains that used to go to Pearse and Grand Canal Dock and Bray will be going to those again. We will accommodate the extra Belfast services, but not to the significant detriment of the commuter services. The gap that Karina referenced on the Northern Line is something that will be brought back to what it was before these changes, and ultimately, and I think Trish said it in her first comments there, the issue is that when a train is delayed, you are then getting the second train's crowd arriving along the first train, and that compounds the situation.
Nice.
So it's been a terrible few weeks for customers, and we apologize. Then we apologize to our own staff who obviously have been facing the brunt of people's unhappiness, and you know, we've listened, we've reviewed the operation, and we will make these changes.
So am I right in saying, for all of our commuter listeners to the show, the timetable launched on the 26th of March, or sorry, apologies, the 26th of August was a disaster. We're going to rip it up, and we're going to go back to the old way, the old timetable on the 14th of October.
It's not exactly the old timetable, because we do have changes with the additional Belfast services, and indeed how it connects with the Houston side. It's less relevant, but it is there. So there are minor time changes, but the pattern will be back to what people were used to in terms of the general time when trains were departing, and to restore that, critically restore that punctuality, particularly because we are at the busiest commuting time of the year.
Surely somebody, like a lot of very smart, intelligent people working in Éire Nó Éireann, somebody, Barry, must have run a trial pattern of all of this before it was launched on the 26th of August to see how it would pan out. Surely some of this could have been anticipated.
Yes, and like, you know, there's software and there's modelling that takes place ultimately, and any timetable change, we do always closely monitor implementations of new timetables in the real world, because even relatively moderate changes will have impact on somebody's journey. But I think, you know, the interchange was a big factor at Connolly in terms of the numbers of people transferring. We would say as well that we've seen a very significant jump. The September-October time of year is always the busiest time of year for commuting. And each year, I suppose, we see a jump, and that has been a very significant jump this year. So as I say, we do modelling. I think there's part one of the issue is that the timings out on the line were too ambitious, and with the loadings just weren't achievable.
But does this mean that Éire Nó Éireann can never mix it up again? Like, you can't be ambitious because you haven't the resources to service this ambition.
I mean, there's a few things that are happening. Obviously, we've got to correct the situation we have now, and we have to do that very urgently. That's why we're making the changes on Monday week. We have 185 new carriages on order, which are battery electric trains, that many of those will be operating on the northern line. They have better acceleration and deceleration, not to get too technical on it. That will allow us to do some things and boost capacity when we introduce those. We have the Dart Plus programme, which is going to increase the overall capacity of the Greater Dublin Area rail network, again, between trains themselves, but also between the infrastructure to allow more trains to operate. We'll have a new station in Spencer Dock to allow more trains to operate. But I suppose the longer term need, and it is something that we're working on preliminary design on and at the moment, is four tracks north of Connolly Station, in the same way that we have from Houston. It's not all the way into Houston, but Dart Plus will bring it all the way in. But if we can separate those express trains from the stopping and the commuter trains, it obviously means you can provide both services more efficiently and with more capacity.
That's the plan.
People tend to say to us, oh, it's just two tracks, how can it be that complicated? The fact that these two tracks is what makes it complicated, because in other countries, you do have separate dedicated lines for different track. Historically, we haven't had that investment here. It is coming through now.
Okay.
But obviously, this shows how urgent it's needed.
Carina Johnson, Labour councillor in Fingal, is still with us on the line. She feels a lot of this was made for political reasons. What's your response, Barry?
No, I mean, ourselves and TransLink have been working together to try to institute an hourly service for quite some time. We have received government support this year in terms of funding to increase the hourly service. But ultimately, the planning and timetabling of that is down to us. And we're the ones that made that mistake. We're the ones that got that wrong and impacted customers negatively. You know, we have the new Belfast Grand Central Station being developed by TransLink in Northern Ireland at the moment. And with additional carriages, we have 41 new carriages in our fleet this year. And we decided the timing in terms of bringing that in to facilitate the increased service. But it is down to us. We're not passing the buck.
Trish, are you satisfied things will revert semi to normal?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I do feel sorry for the people trying to sort out the trains. I do think maybe some of the Apple money could be spent on infrastructure. I understand what he's saying, because with the Sligo train coming out to Maynooth, you know, if you're on the commuter train, the Sligo train can't overtake. Yeah, until they get the infrastructure right, I think it's we're talking around in circles at times. And what Karina said too, the same in Maynooth. We've had so many new housing estates put in Maynooth in the last decade. And not a lot of improved travel, not many more buses, not many more trains. So it's really badly needed. We're all trying to do our bit for the green, leaving the car at home.
Yeah.
The N4 is overcrowded anyway. Taking the car is a nightmare. but you've got to be able to rely on public transport.
Absolutely.
If you're going to leave your car at home.
Funny you say that. Listener here makes the point, since the new timetable, the traffic on the M50 has been worse than ever. It's now forcing people back onto the road other than promoting public transport. Another texter: my daughter regularly takes the Rosslare Connolly train boarding in Wicklow and has to stand the whole way to Connolly. Why can't more carriages be added? Do you know the answer to that, Barry?
We have all our fleet in operation. In terms of Wicklow, we are at an advanced stage of a programme to look at what we can do to increase the frequency, because Wicklow is underserved. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And what we're looking at doing, and I think that the general direction here, is putting some battery electric charging facilities there so that we can effectively operate some darts to Wicklow and increase that frequency. But we'll have details on that very shortly.
Am I right in saying you have to appear, well, not necessarily you, but Éireann Ró Éireann, before the Transport Committee about all of this?
Yes, with the next Wednesday, the RACS Committee has invited us to attend, and we will be there. As I say, our customers have been on to us directly about this, and obviously through their elected representatives as well. And we will outline the issues and answer any questions the committee has.
Yeah, compliment for you, Barry, from a listener who says, fair play to Barry Kenny for taking responsibility in Éireann Ró Éireann and for their mistake. It'd be great if the government took a leaf out of Éireann Ró Éireann's book. I have another request from a listener, Barry, who's wondering, will the passengers who've been discommoded over the past 8 weeks, will they get some level of compensation?
I don't have, as well, we're not in a situation where we're looking at refunds, or it's not as well, within.
You'll have to give them a free train ride or something, Barry.
One thing we have had, and this is more the NTA has instituted significant fare reductions in recent years with the 20% off. But I think, look, the first and foremost thing is customers want us to do is get the timetable right, and that's what we've been focusing on.
Yeah, but at least, as you said, Éireann Ró Éireann put their hands up anyway, as that listener said. Thanks a million, Barry Kenny, Éireann Ró Éireann, for joining us here at Lunchtime Live. Also, Karina Johnson, Labour Councillor in Fingal. Tony and Trish, thanks for sharing your thoughts. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.